This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. Today's message, entitled Authority, was delivered on May 15th, 2022. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Serve you just to give you all the praise and glory that you deserve, Father. Father, we ask you to bless the tithes and offerings. Just give this church the wisdom and guidance to put the monies and where you want it to go, Father. And we just give you all the praise and glory in your Son's mighty name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, James and Jennifer. Oh, James, you can leave the mic up here. So, thank you, Jennifer, for sharing. It was really interesting, especially the Tuesday Club thing. You guys get it, the Tuesday Club. Yeah, when I go to Foodland Sack and Save, they put me in the Thursday Club automatic. They didn't even ask anymore. It's like, I look at the bottom, hey, senior disco, like, whoa. But the last time I was on senior was in high school. And I get a couple more years. Yes.
Tomorrow.
Almost. But yeah, was a great day yesterday washing cars. I'd like to say good morning to a few people. We got an audience, but Uncle Rato, who is in Utah, he's watching from Utah. Jason, who's in Iowa. Oh, Pio and Susie, who's in Seattle. Oh, it's like, bro, we're spreading across the United States. Yeah? So sometimes we get California, but I don't see no California today. Yeah, there's a corner. There's somebody in corner watching, Nani. And so it's like, welcome all of you online. You know, we will do our very best to get the message to you, but more so we wish you were here, those of you who live in the area. I know, you know, COVID is still going around, and it's part of life now, I guess, you know. It's the new thing, and I'm so glad that the symptoms are not as severe as when it first came out, when everybody was in the hospital and they were dying. You know, we had several people in church get it, and they're alive. So, you know, they didn't have to go to the hospital, which is, thank you, Jesus. And I think, you know, we just need to use wisdom when we go about in public places. And, you know, like when I go in the store, I still wear my mask, you know. But I just want to be careful because I don't want to get people sick. And I'm around a lot of people, so I don't want to get it and then pass it on. Sharing. Yeah, sharing is caring, but not with this stuff, right? Yeah, so, hey, this is... this is Police Week, so it is cool because last year this time, Walt, Susan, and some of us, we went out to the Pahoa Police Department and we held signs in front of the police department, just waving, just supporting our police department, telling how much we appreciate them. And they were so thankful that we came out. And we get to do this again this Thursday, 4:30. At the Puna Police Station. So if you're in the area, you want to come out and, you know, wave, come join us. We're happy to have you. I plan on going probably to the police department, the fire department, and taking some pastries to them early in the morning. And I was thinking even to the DMV out there, because the DMV out there is the best. They're really nice, you know. They're like just like the super nicest people that I got to deal with at the DMV, so that's gonna happen. So, yeah, sorry, James, that's the only announcement I had was that. But hey, so we're talking about authority, and this is National Police Week from May 11th to the 16th, and every year at about this time, we take a moment to honor our law enforcement officers, pay tribute to some of those who have lost their lives, and paid the ultimate price to serve and protect us. And this week, we honor them. You know, the police department, the park rangers, the firefighters, the paramedics, all of those people. And because, you know, I'm not an officer, I don't know what mentally that they go through. So I asked John Valverde, who is part of our church, to come and share a few words of what he has to deal with on a daily basis. So would you welcome Detective John, and just pray that he is never behind you with his lights flashing. Thank you.
Hi, good morning. So, sorry, I'm going to need my notes.
That's all right.
As Pastor Scott said, I'm John Valverde. So it's not always easy for us to talk about, you know, what we encounter on a daily basis, especially in this setting, standing here with all of you looking at me. But Pastor Scott asked me to do something, and my reflex answer is always, nope. But then I look at him, and he hits me with a, but you don't have to. So I kind of was like, I can't say no, because now he's kind of challenging me to say no. So here I am. I've been a police officer with this department here on the Big Island for 13 years. Absolutely. Woo. I love my job, and it's always easy for me to talk with my peers about work, but because we share in the day-to-day struggles and the triumphs, but on a daily basis, we talk about stuff that we need, you know, and we want, like equipment, facilities, resources, but rarely you hear us ask for prayer, because it almost seems selfish when the people that we come across seem to need God's help so much more. Police are usually there when something bad happens or is happening, but my brothers and sisters in blue need prayer. So I got a couple points in scriptures I want to go over if we could pray for them to be courageous. Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you, and he'll never leave you or forsake you. Officers are often faced with situations and have split seconds to make a decision. These situations can be dangerous, frustrating, or even life-changing for someone in need of help. But we can rest assured that we don't walk alone in these times, and God's support and guidance as he is right beside us. Can you pray for them to be strong? Psalm 144, 1-2, bless the Lord my rock, who trains my hand for war and my fingers for battle. He is my steadfast love and my fortress, my stronghold and my deliverer, my shield, and in whom I take refuge. Yeah. Although we are trained as officers to face situations on a daily basis that may be new or bring forth different challenges, we can always be assured that our strength comes from God, and that although we are exposed to these situations, we can find comfort in the Lord. Mm-hmm. If we can pray for their family, mm-hmm. John 15:13, greater love has no man than this, that he who lays down his life for his friends. These men and women choose to do this. They choose to have this as their profession. This is their calling. Psalms 82:3-4 allows them to defend the weak and the fatherless, uphold the cause of the poor and the oppressed, rescue the weak and the needy, deliver them from the hand of the wicked. When leaving for a shift, we know that tomorrow isn't always guaranteed, but we shall not walk in fear, and know that the Holy Spirit will fill the homes of their loved ones. Pray for them to be wise. Psalm 106:3-4. Blessed are those who act justly, who always do what is right. Remember me, Lord, when you show favor to your people. Come to my aid when you save them. In this day, the light shine on police can sometimes be unfavorable. It is important to know that God will give us the tools to act justly and make sound decisions. With the armor of God, we can know that from head to toe, we are protected, because the battle is not only in front of us, but the devil who tries to influence our decisions and our choices. Mm-hmm. Also, if we can pray for their protection. Then I heard the voice of the Lord, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, here I am, send me. Without hesitation, it's unspoken between us. If you go, we go. It's not really a question. Although every call has its dangers, we pray that the Lord's hand is on them as they face these uncertainties. And finally, if we could just pray for justice. Proverbs 21:15, when justice is done, it brings joy to the righteous, but terror to the evildoers. With God's help, we hope that we can accomplish this every day.
Amen. Thank you, Detective. Thank you. So you have no excuse in not praying for them, because now you know how to pray and what to pray for from the mouth of someone who faces that every day. Also, I was just informed that there is a memorial service and the Hilo Police Department Monday at 10 a.m. and Wednesday in Kona at Kona Police Department at 10 a.m. So if you're in either places, you know, you can go pay your respects. Amen? Yes, yeah, so thank you. I know, John, this is just, you know, I had you up here twice already for sharing your devotions and this, and, you know, I just thank you so much for your faithfulness in saying, you know, I will go. And, you know, so thank you. So I really, really appreciate you stepping up, because it's not easy to stand up here. When you come up here, automatically your body temperature goes up like 10, 15 degrees. And then, like, whew, it could be winter time and you'd still be sweating. Yes. So this morning I was sleeping. And I popped out of bed. I thought it was Monday morning at about 2 o'clock or something. I popped out of bed, thought, oh, it's Monday. No, it's not. It's Sunday. Woo! Panic. Oh, I started praying quickly, man. Like, oh, God, I really need you, man, because I just do. And, you know, this place is vibrant. It's full of life. You can feel God's spirit moving. And tell you what. It's not me, okay? It's not me, it's God. And it is like amazing that we would ask God to show up, and he shows up. So it's like, man, thank you so much for, you know, just allowing the Holy Spirit to come and minister to us. And just the songs that we sing is like, wow. Some of those songs is like that song, Everything. Oh, man, that brings back memories. I haven't sang that song in 10, 15 years, but it was beautiful. I still remember the words. But thank you. So, here it is. Number one, authority is God-given. All right, Romans 13:1. Every person, not some people, every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God. And those which exist are established by God. So we, right there, you can see that it comes from God. When you think, okay, I got promoted at my job. I've been given authority. My performance, you know, opened the eyes of my boss. And he gave me authority. But in reality, who created you? Who created your mind? Who created your hands with the skills? Who created your entire being? Was it you? I don't think so. God did. Your boss may have given you a promotion, giving you authority over others, but Scripture tells us that authority is established by God. He may have used men, but according to the Bible, comes from God, right? So do you think that the Four Square Church gave me authority here? You can say, kind of, but I believe that authority comes from God and nobody else. And what authority do I have? The authority I have is to take the trash and to serve you. You think about the word minister. And I think of the word minister as servant. You know, every time we do like car washes, we did yesterday, we washed each other's car. Every time we do car washes, I end up on the tires. Is that because I'm short? I was thinking, like, maybe because I'm short, I always end up on the tires. And I think maybe I'm always drawn to the tires because it's like we're same height. You know, especially like Keola's truck. Yeah, we're same. And I thought, you know, God gave me this illustration. He says, Scott, maybe you go for the tires because it's like the feet. You know, like how Jesus washed the feet. We were talking about this yesterday. It's like, you know, when Moses took the people out of Egypt, it must have been about 1 million people. And I always think like, man, where did they go to the bathroom? 1 million people. You, and especially the old guys, they're going to go 2-3 times a day. And so I thought about the modern time when Jesus was around, and they still probably had, you know, stuff in the streets that their feet got, you know, you ever stepped on dog doo-doo? It's like, oh, gosh. And then you go tell somebody, wash your feet. And I think that's what Jesus had to do with the disciples. Their feet was probably dirty. So God gave me that illustration. Maybe that's why I wash the tires, because I think of it as the feet of the car. And, you know, go figure, but that's, I always end up on tires. Yeah, and sometimes it's not always pleasant, but hey, that's what I do. And, you know, it was so much fun washing cars with other people, because I don't like to wash my own car. How many of you like to wash your own car? Okay, Fred. Okay, everybody take your car to Fred's house. Maybe he'll like washing our car. Maybe not, though. Yeah, he likes to wash his car. Yeah, so, but I don't like to wash my own car, but I know I need to because I'm a steward of it. I like to wash Mike's car.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sometimes he needs to borrow a truck, and when he leaves his car at my house, I get to wash his car because whenever I ask him if he needs help, he says he got it. But he does so much for me and the church. So he makes all the bulletins. See all the nice bulletins? So thank you, Mike. And so he left his car once at my house, and I got to wash it for so good, too. Like, oh, yes. But when it comes to my car, that's all right, later on. But so, okay, authority is God-given. Number two, authority is to be obeyed. Hebrews 13:17, obey your leaders, submit to them, for they keep watch over your souls as those who will give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with grief, for this would be unprofitable for you. You know, this scripture may come from a spiritual point of view, and Hebrews tells us to be our leaders, and you may think that it may apply to you, to apply to your leaders in the church, but it applies to me, because I have leaders above me who keep watch over me, who call me every week to see how we're doing. We have a meeting with our area pastors every other Thursday, and that includes all the pastors on this island of Foursquare, the pastors on Maui and on Kauai. And we have a meeting with our area pastor, and we get asked questions like, okay, how is your health? Not just your health, the health of your church, the health of your family, your wife. How are we making disciples? And how are we planning for multiplication, right? So we had three babies in our church. Well, not that kind of multiplication, but how are we planning on planting churches? Multiplication. Sometimes as a church, when we get too big, we need to get pregnant, give birth, and send somebody out, right? So I always tell God, you know, God, I don't want a big church, but when we get so big, we can send some out and start a new church. Because I think if we had a really big church, man, there's so much places to hide in a big church. In a church like this, you cannot hide. I can see you even in the back row out there eating fried rice. Yeah? I can see you guys. And it's good. Now, that's what we do. And, you know, in these meetings, these spiritual leaders keep watch over us. And, you know, they got a lot of things to do. You know, just our area pastor has probably, you know, 15, 20 churches to check on. And, you know, so I don't try to go on and on and on and, you know, tell them, oh, I had salad for dinner last night and my pet lizard died the other day. And, you know, I don't bring up any problems. You know, I just try to tell them, this is what's going on. This is what we're doing. And this is the direction we're going. I don't grumble, but I encourage. You know, so, you know, I try to make my bosses, like, oh, it's a delight working with Scott because, you know, he don't talk trash about the other guys and he don't talk about what he had for dinner and go on and about his truck and, you know, what he's doing this. But sometimes they ask, but, and now our area pastor, he pretty much calls me almost like every other week, and that's like the most care I had in a long time, but it's good. It's nice to hear his voice. Romans 13:2 tells us this, therefore, and like I said, when we say therefore, it's there for a reason, right? Therefore, whoever resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves. Scripture tells me that, man, I better not resist these authorities, or else I may find myself working against God. How many of you ever tried, God tells you go this way, but you go this way? How many of you did the Jonah? Jonah go here, but he went there. Yeah, I mean, I tried doing that. That don't work. So before you make that mistake, let me tell you now, doesn't work. God tells you go there, go there. God tells you stay here, stay here. God tells you go plant a church, let me know, we'll set you up, we'll train you, and we'll go plant a church together. Right? God tells you to go plant a church back in, we're trying to figure out if, you know, we got any natives of different lands. We're trying to see if how we can train you up, and if you want to go back to your country and, you know, like Samoa or maybe Uncle, if you want to go plant a church back in the Philippines, well, we train you up, we send you up. If you want to plant a church, if you're from Japan, you want to go plant a church in Japan, let's do it. Maybe we can team up, but that's what we're doing. So number three, authority is not to be abused. You ever had somebody abuse their authority over you? Oh, not fun, yeah? Authority is not to be abused. You know, if I came in and I told you guys, oh, family, church body, man. You know, James and I have been talking, and I think we need one helicopter to take us fishing. So, lock the gates and we're going to take on special offering. That's abuse. And we cannot abuse authority. That is just total abuse. Leviticus 25, you shall not rule over them with severity, but you are to revere your God. Sometimes, man, we get some guys who just crack the whip and just, you know, abuse their authority. Here in Leviticus, Moses is talking about those who are less fortunate. Maybe they had to sell their land to buy food or lend themselves out to be slaves to pay their debt. He tells us here not to be so harsh on them. I've seen poor people treated harshly because of their social status or lack of it. In Deuteronomy 24:14, you shall not oppress a hired servant who is poor and needy, whether he is one of your countrymen or one of the aliens who is in your land and in your towns. Throughout the Old Testament, God told his people to treat the poor with justice. The powerless, the poverty-stricken, often looked upon by some people as incompetent and lazy, when in fact those facing those situations may be victim of oppression and circumstance. So authority, I know each of us, we probably have some authority someplace, somewhere. I don't care how old you are or young you are or where you work. You may be the bottom of the food chain at your workplace. You know, every so many years, I used to move job. So I always end up on the bottom of the food chain. The guy who gets all the, you know what, because it says floats downhill, and on the bottom you get all that. So, you know, I know what, you know, people who abuse their authority, and it's like, I worked with them, and God told the people, say, hey, take care of these guys. All right. Number four, Jesus is our ultimate authority. Matthew 28:18. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, all authority, not some, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. And last time I checked, we are on earth, right? We're on earth. You may be, your mind may be out in space someplace because you're in church, but we're on earth. Jesus gave authority. God gives Jesus authority over heaven and earth. And on the basis of this authority, Jesus told his disciples to make more disciples as they preach, baptize, and talk. With this same authority, Jesus still commands us, you and me, to take this good news and make more disciples for the kingdom. Okay? So that's what we need to do. Make more disciples, because that God, that authority came to Jesus and he told us. In Matthew 20:25, but Jesus called them to himself. He called his disciples to himself. He said, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great men exercise authority over them. So he's telling that the Gentiles, the non-Jewish people, were kind of like having their power go to their head. It is not this way among you, but whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Now, Jesus described leadership from a whole totally upside down, backwards perspective. Instead of using people, we are to serve them. Jesus' mission was to serve others and give his life away. A real leader has a servant's heart. Servant leaders appreciate others' worth and realize that they are not above any job. So, Jesus is our ultimate authority. And number five, what about us? What is our authority? Luke 9:1-2. And he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all the demons and to heal diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God, to perform healing. Note Jesus' his plan, his way that he led people. If you read from Luke 9 from the beginning, okay, he empowered his disciples. He gave them specific instructions so they knew what they needed to do. He instructed them how to deal with tough situations. And he held them accountable. You know, as you and I, as we lead others, we study Jesus' pattern of leadership. You know, we got to look at these elements. You know, what do we need to work on? How do we become better leaders? And how do we use the authority given us to lead others? In Luke 10:19, behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will injure you. You know, when we talk about this kind of things, and I truly believe that the same authority back then is available to us today. Because we know from Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen? So, and I believe it's available to us today through the power of the Holy Spirit. Just like the disciples back then, when we get sent out into our neighborhoods, to our workplaces, the places we do business, why would God tell us or send us out without equipping us? Would he send you to war with a slingshot and one rock? Maybe, you know, he did that for David, but David, you know, all he had to do was knock down Goliath. But, you know, if he sends us someplace to go, he's going to equip us to go, right? He's not going to send us like, wow, what am I going to do? First of all, you know, Ephesians 6, you can start with putting on the armor and then go. Right? So I believe that we have this same authority, that sometimes we are so afraid of the devil that we don't realize that, man, in Christ, we have power over that. We stomp on him. When he sees somebody from New Hope East Hawaii coming, he better run, right? Because you guys are equipped. Colossians 2:7. Having been firmly rooted now, being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed, and overflowing with gratitude. And Paul uses this illustration of being rooted in Christ. You know, you ever try pulling out one banyan tree? I wouldn't even attempt it. I would call somebody with one big machine to pull them out. Imagine if that's how firmly we was rooted in Christ, that somebody would yank and pull and, sorry, bro, we're not budging. I'm rooted in Christ. And that's what he's giving us. And we draw nourishment up from Christ so that we have strength, we have authority, authority given to us by our Lord. Amen? And number 6, should we ever be disobedient to authority? I know this is on your mind all morning. Maybe, yes, maybe no. Depends where it comes from. But if it's to God's authority, I should say, no way. You should never disobey God. You know, never. Even if God tells you something and I tell you something different, no, listen to me, listen to God. Okay? God is the ultimate authority, so always yes to God's authority. Maybe to your boss, maybe you gotta say, you know, if he tells you to do something unethical, like he tells you, hey, you know what? You can put this pallet on the side and don't count it. I have a special use for that. Then maybe you need to disobey that authority, because you know what? Lying is from the devil. Maybe government. Sometimes we gotta say, you know what? I'm sorry, but you're asking me to do what is against my beliefs and of God. You know, but you gotta be careful because, man, we can take the Bible apart and we can justify almost all things. Yeah. In Acts 5:27, when they had brought them, they stood before the council. The high priest questioned them, saying, we gave you strict orders not to continue teaching in this name, in the name of Jesus, right? And yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. But Peter and the apostles answered, we must obey God rather than men. So here, the Sanhedrin gave the apostles strict orders. Hey, don't you go talking about this Jesus guy anymore. Don't teach about him. Don't mention his name. So we gotta first of all be obedient to God rather than you guys. They were disobedient to the authority of the Sanhedrin. Granted, the Sanhedrin, maybe they gave themselves their own authority. You ever had people like, oh, they made themselves boss? I mean, they're your peers, they're working with you, but somehow they thought that they was the boss, and they just gave themselves their own authority. Yeah. You know, when the pandemic started and the government said no public meetings, man, we had to really think about this. How are we going to do church? Because Hebrews 10:25 tells us do not neglect meeting together. So was the government telling me to sin? So I was like, wow, what do we do? We had to pray. Now, thank God there was like these social platforms, Zoom and Facebook. So there was ways that we could still meet, not in person, but we still could get the word out. And thank God for those things so that we could listen to the government and we still could do church. And of course, we could have made every reason to say, hey, no, the scripture says this, we're going to meet. We're not going to listen to you, government. And I thought about that and I prayed about that. And I think, wow, we can justify all of this. But in the end, if New Hope East Hawaii was one of the major causes of the spread of COVID-19, when we came out of this, and you ask your friends to come to church, what would they be? What would they say? I ain't coming to your church. You guys was the cause of this. And so it would have been very, very difficult for us to share the good news, especially because we caused harm. So we had to really pray and think. So we did church for about 6 weeks from my office. And then the government said that, hey, we can meet, especially since we're outdoors. Religious places are exempt. So we were back. We took out every other row. And then we spread everybody out. We asked them to wear masks. We could meet in person. And then when it got really bad, we took out every other row, so it was like two rows apart, and we didn't disobey the government, and we didn't disobey God. We kind of had some discernment, and you know, it was all God, and He worked things out so that we could, because we can easily just reason and justify disobedience and do so much things so that we could do what we wanted to do. But we didn't, because we knew where we stood. We knew who was in charge. We knew where authority came from. We knew our authority. We knew about, you know, when we should be disobedient, when we shouldn't be disobedient. So it kind of was a good thing that we had a bunch of wise counselors in place and a bunch of technical people to help us with this. So I just want to share to you that, man, you know, we know where authority comes from. Comes from God, but He uses us to vote. Amen? Jesus is the ultimate one, right? If Jesus tells you to go, you best be going, right? If Jesus tells you to move, you best be moving. If Jesus tells you to pray, you best be praying. If Jesus tells you to open your Bible, then, you know, you best be opening your Bible. I don't know what else to say. And for us, you and I, we've been given authority. And so we cannot, you know, sometimes you heads of the household, you've been given authority over your family, over your children, and you gotta steward that well. Because, you know, for many seasons, the authority I had over my family, I thought it was like, hey, do the dishes. Hey, get me another beer. Hey, get me another beer. Hey, get me another beer. And I abused my authority. Seriously. So we have authority. And especially, we cannot let the devil push us around. Right? Because he has no power over us. The only power he has over us is the power we give him. Because we let him. So, you know, this week, as we celebrate, or I don't know if the word celebrate is a good thing for Police Week, is the week we honor our officers, we thank them for service. You know, we get to buy them coffee if you see them. Like I said, Thursday, 4:30, we're going to be in front of the Pahoa Police Department, so we're going to hold signs. They're going to provide the signs, All we've got to provide is the hand and the body. And we thank them for serving and protecting. Amen. And this is not only this week, but every week you get to pray for them. When you see them speeding down the road, you know, pray for them. I mean, when I see a police officer coming here, I shock at them. And you think, man, we used to do that as little kids. And then when we did something wrong, we knew their authority, we hid from them. And we don't, as adults, we don't wave to them anymore. Well, I still do. And I believe it or not, I still get some shockers back in the window. They think like, oh, who is that guy? Do I know him? Probably not, but I do. I just, you know, like to thank them. And when I see them in public, opportunity presents itself, I will pray for them. So this is this week. So do something for them. Man, I know, you know, you're taking them donuts, what, you're making stereotypes of us. But hey, last time I checked, they still love donuts as much as I do. All right? So they're not going to be insulted if you bring them a donut. All right? And when you bring them a donut, just say thank you. Amen? I'm going to ask the worship team to come back up. Thank our online visitors for watching. Thank each of you. Hey, before you leave, take some fried rice home. Greet everybody before you go. And next week Sunday is the 50th day after the resurrection, Mike? Was it the 50th day? Pentecost. Pentecost, 50. So next week is that. All right? Amen? All right, you ready to... we're rocking out again. We're rocking out as we leave. So would you stand and join us?
All right, thank you, Pastor Scott. Since we're on the subject of authority, I just want to say your authority is awesome, and it's so easy to follow under you. Not because you scold us, but because you love us. Speaking of that, God's authority is awesome for the very same reason, because he loves us. And in him, we can be bold, we can be strong. Amen? Yeah. Let's take it out with that this morning.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Kaʻau, Hawaii, and on Facebook Live starting at 8:45 a.m. Search Facebook for New Hope East Hawaii. Call us for more information at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.